More than 500,000 people gathered on the National Mall in front of the Capitol to be a part of President Barack Obama's second inauguration. Among them were four Fort Drum wounded warriors recovering at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. One, specialist Jacob Owens, spoke with WRVO's Joanna Richards after the ceremony.
Specialist Jacob Owens had a dangerous job when he was deployed to Afghanistan, route clearance. That put him in harm's way in advance of other soldiers moving along roads full of improvised explosive devices. And it was an IED blast in November 2011 that is responsible for his injuries. A broken left leg, a broken bone near his eye, a blood clot in his lung, and a traumatic brain injury. Owens has been at Walter Reed for over a year now, recovering. He says he was a bit overwhelmed when he found out about a week ago that he'd be attending the presidential inauguration.
It's still that moment of, wow, you know, I can't believe I'm here right now.
Owens says the ceremony, and especially the president's speech, were moving.
Sometimes I would call, like, you know, on the job encouragement, you know, to keep on and to keep pushing hard, you know, no matter what. And, after being wounded, you know, it's many soldiers, right, to, you know, say, okay, you know, my body's going through enough, you know, I want to, you know, retire or whatever. For me, I'm just going to, you know, keep going and I'm going to, you know, return to duty and stay in.
Despite his own sacrifices during wartime, Specialist Owen says he was thrilled to get to say thank you to another group of veterans, the Tuskegee Airmen, who also attended the inauguration. The Airmen fought during World War II as the nation's first black military aviators.
That was a great moment for me to see the Tuskegee Airmen. I actually got up to go greet them and shake their hands and thank them for their service as well.
Owen says he was happy the inauguration provided a moment of unity in Washington. He says it was great to see everybody on one page celebrating. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.